This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good vach. We want to thank Jonathan Sperling for hosting us, and that's why his name appears here. It's his nachsanya. Okay, we were holding here, I believe it's 454, page 454, because Sefer Mishpatim has a lot of mitzvahs, there's obviously going to be a lot in the chinuch. And the one that we're holding on, I think, is Mitvah Sheket Tirchok, V'nokav Yitzadik al Tarek Latzdik Rasha.
Rabbi, we didn't do the one before. We started
you didn't
off
do it. You didn't do it. Yeah. Okay, good. So the one before is L'siach Rabbim L'Roz L'Sanah Riv Lintas Rabbim Nata. Siyav Achrab L'Hatois. There is, we've seen over the years, different Rishonim explaining why Achrab L'Hatois is something that will either get us the emes or it's better than the alternative. Let's see the Chinuch's Shita. U'mishashim mitzvah zu shen savino bezal l'chazik kiyum datenu. She'ilu nitztavinu kaimu ha-toyrek ha-shetuch la'asik avanas ha-mitasa. If we were told that what we're supposed to do in Kiyum HaTorah is to do what the halacha is, as is right, then every single person would come up with his own Torah. Yoyimah daitin o'sene shamitas inyum pleni kenhu. Every person has their own opinion, and everybody would say, this is the emes. Ve'afilo kol olam yom behefchoy, lo yelo rishus lasin behefech be'emes l'kidaitet. So this is a very important line in the chinuch. I quote it many times. When people ask, why can't Rabbanim get together and decide X, Y, or Z, which would definitely be a tremendous to'elis. The answer is because they're not allowed to. If I'm sitting in a room with another 100 Rabbanim, who I consider to be equals of mine in Higula Hira, and I believe different than they believe, I'm not allowed to go with them. I have to hold by what I hold. If the Torah would have said, you have to do what the halacha is, as it is, then a person cannot do like others tell him to do. The yotzim is a churban. Shetas ha-toyer kekama teyres. Kalecha delfine esnaiter. You'll have 100 teyres. Avol. Achshav shebefeirish nistavino l'kabu asar chomim. Now that the Torah said, you need, the right thing to do is to mekabel the das of the Rav Chachomim. Yesh teyre achas l'kolonu v'hu ki yumeinu godol ba v'enonu lozuz midaitom v'yema. So the first thing he says is that this is the only way to ensure the Torah Shemiskaya. I want to make two points about this. First of all, this halacha applies only when there's an amida l'minyan. In other words, when you have a forum that's mechayim, so you have a bezdin. You have bezdin with 3 dayanim, 5 dayanim, 9 dayanim, 70 dayanim. If they're there as a bezdin and the oimid l'minyan, so then you go baser d'roiv no matter what. And you zaken mamre if you preach not to go baser d'roiv. That's where halacha comes from. If you have a forum that's not a bezdin, and it's not, so the fact that you have many people, there's no strict halacha v'acharav l'hatos. That's very tricky. So being able to understand when, so the muscle, when you have a musig of Zayin to be your ear, there is a framework in halacha for civilly running a city. And that, again, in halacha mishpat, it's brought, you go basa rov deos in terms of a shutfist, things like that. So the first point is without the halacha going basa rov, then a person doesn't have a right to be invited in the emes just because other people think differently. Secondly, the halacha applies when there's some sort of mechayev that's put it together. I want to add one more point that I think maybe there are efshin the chinuch. So let's say everybody would keep their own Torah. So, okay, it's something which is, you could say that the problem with that is, that's very hard to keep your own Torah because it's hard enough to keep when everybody else is, when you're supposed to do what everybody's doing. If everybody would do their own thing, they just wouldn't keep it. That's one possibility. I think there's another nekuda. The kiyum of Torah be'etzem is klal Yisrael keeping the Torah. In other words, it's the Torah, its metzias is the klal Yisrael, and the metzias of what kiyum of mitzvahs does is b'toch klal Yisrael. If you have 1,000 Torahs, you have no klal Yisrael keeping mitzvahs, and b'meila, you have a churban. So now he says we have Torah achas kulanu, v'chein b'aseisenu mitzvosam anu mashlim mitzvos hakeil, v'afilam lo yichav mefam chama emes chalila. When we do what Chachamim told us to do, and you go achir rabim, aleim yechatas v'lo yaleinu. They're the ones that have the problem, not us. The Ramban says something similar, but there's a difference. Ramban says this pshat plus another pshat, and people sometimes mix up the pshatim. The Ramban says, first of all, this pshat, the Ramban says, the Ran says it, all the Rishonim say it. Two, the Ramban is an oid, we need to believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would not bring a toys, al kemnitza badas kale, and avada zet tishmaya to be oimed ala emes. It's a true tam, obviously Ramban says it, but it's not the only tam. In other words, you don't have to go with Ruach HaKodesh to explain why this halacha is valid. The Torah wants me to go baser the roiv. And even if I leave it emes, it's a mistake, aleim yachatas. And he says, v'zein yasham chazal behurius, shebez shetor bayro, v'osa yochel al piyem, shemechiv akorbom, lo yochel klal. So los etzon v'rosh hashah. So lemaisa, and this is one of the places when people present the Das Rabbim as being infallible, the question is, well, what's Hurrius? What's Mesechtas Hurrius about? It's very clear from Rishonim. The Aleph is not that they're infallible, but that the Torah wants us to do what the Rav says, and that's how we're supposed to do it. The Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, where he acknowledged, at least to him, he said that you're the Chacham, and I would believe that you're smarter than me, but you did the right thing by being nichna as the Bezin passing this way. So he just leaves it at that Lemaisa. So if a person asks himself, what does Rebbeinu Yisrael want me to do? He wants to do what the rabbin said. And again, we're talking about a rabbin where there's a forum that the rabbin has some sort of standing or some sort of bearing. If somebody comes along and says, well, most Jews are reformed, so achu rabbin lahatois, the answer is it's not lahat ois with an ayin, it's lahatois with lahatois. Okay.
Does that mean that today we're living in a shas of korban? It's a common terrorist, like today there's no bezdin.
Unfortunately, yes, that is the truth. It's a terrorist, and it's hard. It's very hard to find. There is a general sense, and even though this halacha doesn't apply specifically, but Lemarshal, you can't when a person counts poiskim, you can't sit down with a list and count how many shittas like this, how many shittas like that, for many reasons. First of all, we don't have all the shittas. Secondly, there's some sort of qualitative difference between different poiskim. But there is a trend in psak and halacha that there's a general sense of what's in the Tiyas Arabim. You don't have something specific. You can't, it's not like a bezel where you can count the heads, but there's going to be a general sense of where there's a consensus and so on. It's true also, Lemarshal, I want to give another area, which is not halach. Lemarshal, you'll have in Yanim that are hashkafa. So the Rambam, Shita and Marnavuchim about Karbanis. The Rambam is the Rambam. But it's clear that he's a Das Yechidah. So it doesn't have, it's hard to quantify the way halacha, but it certainly is the right approach that we need to go with a general sense. And if there's a general sense that something's dasir dor, it has its makom as a dasir dor. That's it. Okay, the next one is going on the midvar sheket terchad. Sheresh hamitzvah yedua ki hasheker nisa v'nelach bein hakol. Everyone despises sheker. In other words, what's the deals with the meat of sheker. Everyone, it's something that's universally despised. A liar is considered to be bad. End of a mos menu from erev aklolos bebeis kol oyavav. It's something that leads to churban. Mipnei shashem yizbarach kel emes v'chol ashitoy emes. So the Chinuch says here a general yesod that is relevant in many areas of what is it? What's the point of being mistamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mahu afata. So the Ramchal speaks about this in Derech Hashem. Dveikus kirva chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not shayach, obviously physically, not shayach emotionally, but anytime when two things are doimet, there's a chibur. Let's take it in a very, very low level. Loi bechinem holach azaz et sa'oyer vel pei sheminegu. People tend to be mischaber to people that like them. People that are very artsy hang out with people that are very artsy. People that are, you know, academic people hang out. The people that are of the same genre, they're the same type of people, feel a certain kirva. So if a person to be mischabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however that happens, but the prerequisite is that the person be doimet to some degree, that the person have some sort of doimet, because that's the only way that the word chibur, when I say isha l'kim, and it's karvel, kim krev me love, it means that the person is is similar mahu afata. He somewhere along the line reflects. That's the alignment of a person. To have a shef of bracha come is something which has to come through a chibur. Just like lehavdil, when you have two pipes, what determines the amount of flow is how much they fit together and what type of flow there is, what type of chibur there is between two pipes. So if we want a shef to come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be close and fit, so to speak, with that. These are physical mishalom for some that's not physical, but the idea is that it has a certain chibur. So therefore he says, so what are they? So he lists liyosim amitim kushokel emes, mirachmik moshiyidur shirachum, gom mechasodim, rav chesed. Avo kol mishamaisav behefek mideisav atoivis. Vein bale asheke, shein behefek mideisav mamish, kimoi kein tanuach alei mo'olam, mashef mideisav. Behefek mides brocha, shein boye me'er v'aklolo, behefek asimko v'asholom v'atayinuk shehem, itoi v'adayge v'aktot v'atzar. Kolei lechelek odam rosh ha'meleki. So he says, of all the midas, the mida that is closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And he says, v'heim b'alei sheker, shein behefech midos ha'mamish. Rabbi Yonah says a similar so. Rabbi Yonah, when he speaks about emes and the chshivas of emes, he says it's of the yesodei ha'nefesh. Just a kind of a bit of a cryptic statement. It's the yesodei ha'nefesh. Emes is the yesodei ha'nefesh. I want to try to explain that point a little bit. The name that we choose, the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be Megal himself to us is Havaya. That's the primary description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means existence. the word emes, the word emes that we're referring to, the mid of emes, lying and telling the truth, is only a small portion of it. It doesn't make sense to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being emes, that he always tells the truth. It's two reasons. First of all, I mean, that seems to be, yes, it's a midah to tell lies. When you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lie, what does that mean? You know, it's something to us. It's a midah ra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have midah ra's. But where's the toiv in telling the emes? And what does it mean? We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking emes, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises something. He puts through the promise. What's the pshat in that? When a human being promises, why don't we keep that promise? One is, I can't come up with it. I promised you I'd give you X amount of money. I can't come up with it. That's not relevant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's emes. I'm not emes because I was playing a game with you because I wanted to get you to do X, Y, Z. So I'm playing a game with you. That's not even, I mean, you can't even say those words. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes? And, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with another, he says it's emes. So it's not the pshat to say, yes, when I promise something, I have to come up with it afterwards. It's the next stage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulei metzias, and a devar Hashem is metzias. When I say something is not emes, it's not only, it's not shek, it's not 100, some, let's say something is not 100% wood. So it'll be wood, and I keep wearing it down until I get to a place where it's no longer wood, if it's veneer. Anything that's not, it's metzias, is not what it chose to be, it's metzias, is sheker. So it's we're talking about a metzias that is kulei metzias or something that's a little bit off. Someone told me over the Panovich Rav once said, it says he came, I think it was Menachem Olva somebody. I don't remember the context. The words are beautiful, but there was a context it also. It was Menachem Olva somebody. Somebody maybe lost their child, something difficult. He told him, it says, ain't sir kalakenu, ain't sire kalakenu. That a Kosh Baruch Hu makes a tsur, it's about this. So what does it mean? There's no sire like a Kosh Baruch Hu. Sire means an artist, someone draws. So he said, a good artist draws a lifelike picture. That was before modern art was invented. But in those days when it had to look like something, it looked like something. So there was a famous artist, painter in Yerushalayim who was known. He painted in a shul, one of the shuls, he painted one of the walls like a sfarim shafir, and people would go and keep taking sfarim from it. So that was like very lifelike, and he fooled other people into thinking it's real. He says, it's chaval Yiddish. I'll say it in Yiddish because it goes so much better in Yiddish. It says, Der Eibishter malt ois figurines. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates figures. He paints it. Und die figurines allein meinen als eine emes. And the picture itself thinks it's emes. In other words, people walk around thinking they're emes, that they exist. He says that's the ultimate metzayer in being metzayer. So when we talk about emes and sheker in an absolute sense, we're talking about things that really exist and don't. So since anything within the Bria is a temporary existence, its existence is not innate to itself, it's dependent on other things, I can't call it emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is emes because it's absolute and it's muhlat. So all the midas are secondary because they're a description of what exists. When we're trying to evaluate existence versus what type of existence, we're talking about core versus description versus, as the way philosophers write, the mikrim, the particular specifics of each point's existence. So the midas emes, by us, it reflects in the fact that when a person says things that are not true, so he It's because emes and sheker to him are the same.
Yeah.
And it's because he lacks the value of emes. Someone told me the Regina Rebbes were very big into, you know, things being chashev and nice. In Tel Aviv, there was the Siatna. He was considered to be the chashev for Regina Rebbes. It's a very special person, a very regal person, very chashev. So they were poor, but they had to. So the couch needed some fixing, whatever it was. So I think the Rebbes decided she could make the tap in front of the couch look nice, and the back, whatever it is, you know, who cares? Like, it's facing. I said, Nate, you know, something that's a false front is an affront to him. In other words, something has to be, if it has to be regal, it has to be through and through regal, even when you don't see it. That's the Vihines Kibar Lashon Richuk. This is the only place, the only midah where the Torah says to be merachik. It's not only not a bad thing, but you have to. That a person not have any kesher to anything. Midvar sheker tirchok means not to engage in anything which might be a sheker. Va'afa pishena yoidim bebari she oisa dava sheker. So there's one more point. A person doesn't, if we ask ourselves, what is the core difference between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh? Olam Haba is real. It's absolute. It's a metzias. It's an absolute metzias. Olam Hazeh is a temporary metzias. The person who is kosher to Emes is kosher to Olam Hazeh. That's the real world. Things over here is a person understands as being a roi b'mil. It's not emes. That's the big difference. Now the chinuch adds another point generally to about the description of midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Ube amri midas b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yisale. So the Rambam says this also, and it's an important point to understand where they're coming, what they're trying to say. When we talk about human midas, what are we talking about? We're talking about an inner drive that motivates me. So if I'm soft-hearted and I see somebody is kind of, you know, having a hard time, so it pushes me to give them something. If I'm mean-spirited, so I don't feel like giving. When we talk about midos, we're talking about drives that control me. So when I say somebody is a kasan, what I'm saying is he has a midah of kas that pulls some strings, and vice versa. To say that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kfira, and the Rama makes this point. You can't say any, just like you can't say physical terms regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say emotions about HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. So what's the pshat? So what do we mean when we do emotion? So he says, "Uba amri midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu yisale, ani nimshach b'dava achadim v'aseinu zecharim v'racha, sheyichse lav baruch hu shem midas, al tzar hamikablin, aval hu baruch hu legadla b'yichudei mitzar atzmoi, al yachsel midas." See, it says that you say it, which I think is the way we understand these things. So when I say, I was angry at you, so two things I'm describing. One is that something inside me pushed me to yell and scream or whatever angry person does. And the second thing is I emoted to you in a way that communicated to you how deeply I'm dissatisfied. So when we talk about midos in the sense of emotions, we're really talking about two stages. Me being controlled by certain drives and it creating a form of expression. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you slice it in half. There is nothing controlling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, none of it is any meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself to us in an interface that resembles midas. when somebody is yelling at me, screaming at me, throwing things at me, and so on, I recognize the fact that the person is a bit upset with me, that I did wrong. So it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Hestapanim in a way that it speaks to us in the sense that an emotion would speak with people. So that's how we describe emotions as you got to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chinuch touches on another knach as to why we can't ascribe midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides the fact that it implies something else is driving you. The way we said it, and I said, you know, I was talking to the person and my emotions got the better of me, means there's me and there's emotions. And we think of it that way. Myself is the calm person that normally exists, and the midos are other parts of me. So forgetting about the fact that something is pushing me, forcing me, or whatever it is, the very fact that I am being, the fact that there's parts to me, like a lot of times we'll say about a person, there are a few parts of a person. There's the kind-hearted part and there's the impatient part. And he can be very kind-hearted, but if he loses his patience, forget about it. So I'm describing two elements. We tend to describe persons like that, emotions. And again, that would be going against Achdus and so on, and we can't say that either. So that's the point he's giving over here about the midas in general of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
When we say MSU,
just would you have a watch? I just question.
25.
26. Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
When we say MSU, the command
Sanhedrin. Yes.
That just isn't that trying to describe that is.
So let's talk about it since we have only a few minutes. I we don't have time to stick. When we speak about MSU being Chesamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's take the mashal. I write a letter. I write a shtar. I write a contract. We have a lawyer here, a few lawyers probably. I write a contract. There are many, many things written. This, and this. The chasima tells me that's the core of it. I am the one that is obligating myself, et cetera, et cetera. So the every point in the document is telling me some aspect. I will pay upon delivery. I will do this. I will do that. So each, when you're writing something, you're writing points, details. When you're signing, that's your entire metzias, so to speak. And that's, so when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, Havaya is be'etzel. If you take a look, I don't remember, but the Rambam, if you take a look at the Rambam Deis, the point of the Mahu of Atta, the Rambam says an incredible understanding. He says it, in my book, it's a little bit sharper. We're supposed to be medame all the midos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the central point that was supposed to be the most medame is that the midos are controlled by a central point. The Rambam's whole point of Hilchos Deis is that our sense of yashrus, or however you call it, the Rambam calls it beinoni, that controls every midah. So my midas are tools I have, and I control where the settings are. So in a certain sense, that exact reflection of Mahu Afata, where the Rambam sets it up and the way it's generally understood, is exactly that way, that there's a central Nekuda that is the control. And the first thing, Mahu Afata, is that you control the midos, you direct the midos, and we take each midah and direct it in the direction reflecting how HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to have that midah directed. Okay, good. So, good talk.